We're about to begin a brand new sugya. So the Mishnah continues. We haven't gotten past the second line of the Mishnah yet. So the Mishnah was listing off all the women of Yeshlehem Knas. So we spoke yesterday and the day before a lot about the scene. And then we move to the next one. Yala Kusis. That's it. Yala Kusis. A girl is a Kusis, so she's also entitled to a Knas. So here, once again, we need a little bit of Jewish history. This is our way of learning Tanakh these days. So we're doing a little bit about the Nesinim, a little bit about the Kusim now. Who are the Kusim? Who's going to tell us a little bit who the Kusim were? Where they come from? Kusa. Okay, good. So there are a bunch of people in the days of the Bais Rishon, towards the end of the Bais Rishon, when the Aseres HaShvatim was sent into Golos, that in those days, so the practice was, you sent one group of people into one place, and you brought another people into the other place, to mix up everybody. So they brought in a whole bunch of people from Kuta, a bunch of Goyim. They came, they were hanging out in the Shomron. So it was all great. Everything was fine and dandy until what? Until lions start eating them. Okay, that's not a good thing. You don't want to be eaten by a lion. Lions and tigers and bears. Okay, we don't like those things. So you have these Goyim who are sitting there and trying to figure out how to get around to being eaten up by the lions. So they asked for an Eitzah. So they were told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like people being Ovid of Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't like people being Ovid of Avodah Zarah anywhere in the world, but particularly not in Eretz Yisrael. So they decided, okay, we'll stop being Ovid of Avodah Zarah, we'll convert, become Jewish. So they lined up for a mass conversion. We think we're the first generation to have conversion Geirus problem. So there was a major Geirus taking place between all these wonderful eligible candidates for Geirus. And the problem was that obviously the reason why they were converting wasn't exactly L'shem Shemayim. We'll see as we go on why that's important or not important. And there was something a little bit fishy about their Geirus. That, as the Pasuk says, that they were serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they were serving Avodah Zarah also. It means a little bit of both. So they somehow didn't consider that to be a contradiction. You have a lot of times people do things in life that they don't consider to be a contradiction. We can never understand it. So this was also something they were. Came to Shul on one day and then they went to Ovid of Edizar the next day. We do a lot of those things also. Okay. Anyway, so the bottom line was that it was a major, major machlokes for hundreds and hundreds of years what exactly the status of these people were. Were they real geirim? Because this geirus is very, very shaky kind of a geirus. Was this geirus a valid geirus? What do we say? No, the whole geirus was batel mavuto. These people were never really Jewish in the first place. No geirus never took place, and they're mamish goyim gemurim. So this machloikis appears throughout Shas. In the end of the day, the Gemara says that in later years, so finally the Chacham decided, for whatever reason, that we're going to treat them like goyim gemurim, and the issue kind of came to a rest. There aren't all that many of them left around these days. A couple hundred left still hanging around in the Shechem area. But it's not really relevant anymore to some machlokes. But at one time in history, for hundreds of years in history, there was a raging machlokes at Tanoim, whether these people are Jewish or whether these people are not considered to be Jewish. So the way the Gemara formulates these two terms as to whether they're considered to be Jewish or not, so the Gemara coins the phrase Geire Arayas versus Geire Emes. So Geire Arayas means that they were converted because of the lions. So the Gemara seems to assume that means that they weren't really Geirus. It means the Geirus wasn't really Chal. Geirus and Arayus are not considered to be a valid Geirus. And the other day, the Gemara says, no, that up he did. The Geirus was a valid Geirus. That, again, this Gemara appears in many, many places. These two terms are Geirus Arayus and Geirus Emes. So when we read the Mishnah in Ksubas Koftes, we read the Mishnah tells us, Eilun Iris Sheish Lem Knas. So one of the examples, one of the women that's mentioned in the Mishnah is Abala Kusis. So the first question we have to ask ourselves is, well, what kind of person are we talking about? Are we talking about a sheet? Does this Tana subscribe to the view that the Geri Arayas? The Mishnah is talking about a Goyish girl. Is that what the Mishnah is talking about? A Baal Akusis, someone who's Baal, a girl who Pidin is not Jewish, Yesh L'Knas. Well, maybe this Tana is assuming that Geri Emesim. So that's the first question. You open up the Mishnah in the third paragraph of Ksubas, that you can't read this Mishnah without knowing that piece of information. What is this Tana assuming? So comes Rashi with quite a story over here. So Rashi tells you, Kusis. Rashi says, Kusava Geri Arayasim. So the first thing Rashi tells you is that this Tana is of the opinion that the Geri Arayas, the Yeshnan Balav loses Chatin Bom. Then Rashi tells you another thing, in case you weren't excited enough for the first half of Rashi. Rashi tells you that and a person who is Boel, one of these girls, is in violation of the Yisid Arayas of loses Chatin Bom. So clearly Rashi is telling us that the Mishnah is talking about Goyim. It's talking about a Goyish girl. She's a full-fledged Goyish girl. That's a simple pshat in Rashi is. Because if you hold Geri Arayas throughout Shas, that's tantamount to saying Goy. So you're Baal Goya. And Rashi says, to make matters even more fascinating, Rashi says, the person who's ma'anes, this girl, was just in violation of which issa deraisa? Now we should know a little bit to appreciate this Rashi. Baruch Hashem, everyone was in shiur ready for the last 2 days, should already begin to see where Rashi is coming from. Why was Rashi so comfortable calling this a violation of Los Eschatimbam? Let's not forget. What does Los Eschatimbam mean? Little Chazara by side. Does Los Eschatimbam mean when they're goyim? Or does Los Eschatimbam mean after they convert? What was Shittas Rashi, who remembers? The Geyusa, Rashi Lashitasa. Because Rashi in the last sugya, in the sugya of the Nesinim, who said that there is no Issa Deraisa of Los Eschatimbam on Nesinim, because Nesim are already Jewish. Rashi Lashitasa holds Los Eschatimbam is not Begay Rusan, but rather Begay Yusan. Therefore, Rashi is free to say that one who, Mazana, one who has been with one of these girls, is in full-fledged violation of Los Eschatimbam. By the way, what else do we see from Rashi? Rashi just told us a third chiddush. He told us, Hocham Haskin Mitzgeri Arayas. Number two, there's a violation of Los Eschatimbam. What else is he telling us about Los Eschatimbam? It's also of interest to us, we who have spent so much time in the last 2 days in Los Eschatimbam. No? We had a machlekes about whether Los Eschatimbam is referred only to the Zayit Umas, or refers even to Shar Umas. We weren't even sure what the answer to that question was, but Rashi was sure. Rashi sticks in that these girls from Kuta, they're not from the Zayin Umas, they were from Ashur somewhere. They're from up there in Kuta city. They weren't K'nai Nechitis and Prizis. And Rashi says, Afapichain, one is still in violation of Los Eschatimbam. So in one half of one, Rashi had such a knack of being able to put so much Kedusha Torah into one line. We, today, we write pages and pages and pages and pages and barely say anything. But Rashi had one half a line, and he had Zazah, Kedusha Torah, unbelievable. So there are three Nekudas that emanate from this Rashi. Rashi is committing himself to 3 points in the sugya. Number one, this woman is a Goya. Number two, there's a violation of Los Eschatim, because Rashi holds L'shitoso B'giyuson. And number three, Rashi holds Los Eschatimbam is Gam B'shar Umos. Three tremendous chidushim B'shitas Rashi. Comes Tosfos and says, this entire Rashi B'chilga Tzoyf is not correct. Comes Tosfos and says, it can't be. There's something fundamentally flawed with Rashi's Pshat in the Mishnah. What's the fundamental flaw? If you were learning Subas Daf Chavtes, if you were writing a Perush or Subas Daf Chavtes, and you saw the words Bal Akusis, what would your initial reaction be? You would call it Geire Arayas. You would invoke Geire Arayas. Come on, guys, let's go. A little participation there. You would say, come on, Ashi, you got to lead the pack. Come on, let's go. You would say Geire Arayas. Never. Ashi, who agrees with Ashi? You would never say Geire Arayas. It's ridiculous to say, how can you call it Geire Arayas? What's the problem? She's not Jewish. There's a knas for being mezaneh, for being ma'anis, a non-Jewish woman. How you talking? You ever heard of such a thing? So Tosfos says it can't be. It's not shayach that the Mishnah should be following them on the Omegei Arayis. That's out of the question. The Mishnah must be talking about what? No? It must be Geire Emes. It must be that the Mishnah is assuming that we're talking about Geire Emes, says Tosfos. This woman is Jewish. She's a Bas Yisrael. And of course we have a little bit of a problem if she's a Bas Yisrael. If we're going from the Yom that she's Geri Emes, what's of course the problem according to Tosfos? So Pshita. She's a nice, firm Jewish woman. Very nice, tzanua woman. You're Mizana with her. You're Anisar. Of course you pay a Knas. What's the theme of our entire Mishnah? Our Mishnah is talking about all those women who, by the way, have some kind of a Yichus problem to them. You're not supposed to be marrying them, either because they're a mamzeres, or because they're in a sino, or because they're your sister, your aunt, or somebody. That's the whole theme of Chavtesna. We introduced this when we started the Masechta 2 days ago. The whole theme of the Mishnah is, the following women are women who are asuros to you, women who you shouldn't be marrying anyway. I would have thought that there's no knas, as in fact, some tanoim say in Chavtesna Rebeis, the taka is no knas. This Stam Mishnah is teaching me, afa pichein, there is a knas. What's wrong with her? If she's Geri Emes, what's wrong with her? So the answer is we don't know all the information yet. Even if you hold Geri Emes heim, you're not supposed to be marrying Kusim. There are halachic problems in marriage. We don't know what those problems are. Just to weigh appetite a little bit. There may be Shifchas problems, there may be Mamzeris problems, there may be other problems. So there are other problems down the line to find out what this Isser of marrying a Kusis is, even on the side that she's Geri Emes. But one thing I can tell you for sure, says Tosfos, there's no question that this is not a violation of... Never in a million years is this a violation of what? of Los Ischatim. That's not even on the radar screen, says Tosfos, because we're talking about Laman Yom Geri Emes. So Rabbi, before we go any further, we have now Machlokes HaRishonim in front of us, Pshat in the Mishnah. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Ksubis, which says Bol HaKusis takes Knas, Rashi Izoch, she's a Goya. Tosfos says she's a Bas Yisrael. What are they really fighting out? Rashi and Tosfos are just fighting out an old shul. Namely, does the author of Ksubas Chof Tesla subscribe to the Man the Yom of Geri Arias or to the Man the Yom of Geri Emes? That's the old, just this machlokes in terms of Tainch and the Mishnah. We know there's a machlokes at Tanoim. Everybody knows. Anyone ever learned anything about Kusim knows there's a machlokes at Tanoim whether Geri Arias or Geri Emes. It's just a technical question. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Sai, before we can go further to analyze Rashi, all the difficulties in Shittas Rashi, to analyze the objections that Tosfos has to Rashi, we have to go back to the ABCs here and understand this whole sugya revolves around these two terms, Geri Arias and Geri Emes. We have to stop and learn the sugya of Geri Arias and Geri Emes first. Before we can get to Ksuvah Koftes, we have to see where the Rishonim are coming from. What is the issue of Geri Arias and Geri Emes? I have a problem. I have a very serious problem. Anyone ever learn Sefer Melachim? That's the Book of Kings, okay? That's in the Prophets section of the Bible, okay? So in Sefer Melachim, it says befeirush what happened. There's not a question what happened. I know what happened. These guys came from Kuta. They came to Israel. The lions ate them up. Not all of them. Those who were eaten up were no longer converting. But those who didn't want to be the next one eaten up by the lions, so they converted. They had some kind of a funny conversion. The Pasuk says they were serving Avodah Zarah. They were serving Hashem. It was one big Mishka Babel. And the Pasuk ends. The curtain goes down on Tanakh. And the Tanakh wake up 500 years later and have Machlekes at Tanakh where they Geri Arias and Geri Emes. Didn't that bother you? Weren't you thinking about that when you first saw? This is not the first time you've seen the terms Geri Arias and Geri Emes. Am I correct? People have seen it before? People have seen the sugya, parts of the sugya, different places in Shas. Geri Arias and Geri Emes. What are they arguing about? What exactly did the Tanoim wake up 500 years later and discussing? We know exactly what happened. Lions eaten, people worshipping, people converting. Huh? We got all the facts of the story down. What exactly is it? What is the Nekudas HaMachlekes at Tanoim, which is ultimately, what is the Nekudas HaMachlekes Rashi and Taisis in terms of Pshat and Mishnah? That's the real question we have to focus on for today, or at least part of today. What is the Nekudas HaMachlekes Geri Arias Geri Emes? So comes the Gemara Maseches Yevamos in the second parak, and quotes for us in Machlekes HaTanoim, very strange Machlekes HaTanoim between Rabbi Nechemiah and the Rabbah. Everyone saw the Maamar Kamis? Everyone's with us? Everyone's got to get ahead of me. That's the goal. If you're behind me, then we're in the wrong team. Everyone's got to be ahead of me in Maamar Kamis. There's Machlekes HaTanoim between Rabbi Nechemiah and the Rabbanan about the following shadow. A person comes to convert, and we know there's an ulterior motive here. We know exactly what's going on. We see it right here. We see he's come, he's got a Jewish girlfriend, she's got a Jewish boyfriend, he figures it's a good way to get some money, he got a lot of different incentives to convert. And we don't like it. Doesn't smell right. We don't want to convert this person. Rightfully so, because the din is, you're not supposed to convert somebody for marriage, you're not supposed to convert somebody for money, you're not supposed to convert somebody for social prestige, you're not supposed to convert somebody for all these ulterior motives. That's what part of the process of Geirus is when a guy comes to convert, so we try to convince them, no, bad idea, don't convert, it's terrible, you don't really want to be Jewish, being Jewish is terrible. We give them the whole nine yards, and then when they say they really want to, so then we welcome them with open arms. We're supposed to dissuade them, why? Because the din is l'chachil, you're not supposed to convert somebody if they're converting for the wrong reasons. So one time I had to fulfill this halacha, I was on the A train, and it's on the A train, and anyone who's ever been on the A train knows that the worst place you ever want to be sitting to somebody who you don't want to talk to is between 125th Street and 59th Street, because they nowhere to go. All right? So, of course, my luck, I'm sitting on the A train, 125th Street. Somebody sits down right next to me and asks that question that you don't want to hear, namely, what are you reading? And I was really happy to be learning Maseches Yevamos, believe it or not, of all things. So they asked me, well, what's it about? And I said, the Talmud, what's it about? Well, it's about four brothers married to four sisters. Okay. So the person said to me, I'm in the process of becoming Jewish. So I'm looking, he said, that's 103rd Street, 102nd Street, 101st Street, again, never again, there. So they said to me, they're really, really interested in Judaism, you know, well, what can I tell about Judaism? So I said that, you know, I don't think you really want to become Jewish. I said, you know, well, it's very, very hard to be Jewish. It happened a minute at the time. It was the first Gulf War. So I used my great knowledge of current events at the time, and I said, you know, I said, look at the world, what's going on over here. So, you know, Iraq and Kuwait are fighting a war, and Israel's getting missiles sent. Like, my history repeats itself, right? So I said, it doesn't make any sense. Why would you want to ever want to be part of such a people? So the person said, no, this is my destiny in life. Okay, great. Anyway, so by 59th Street, I did not have to get off the train, but I somehow did get off the train. I switched for another train. I said, okay, well, let me know if you... I don't know what happened to them. Okay, so anyway, so the din is you have to try to dissuade somebody if you think that they're not so authentic, not so genuine. But let's say the Beis Din didn't do the homework, and Beis Din didn't do their job, and they went ahead and they converted somebody, Shilakidin. They really weren't supposed to. And they know... it was bad, they know it was ulterior motive, they know it wasn't supposed to be done. They did it already. Now what? Where do you go from here? So comes Rabbi Nechemya with a very startling statement. Rabbi Nechemya says, Eino ger. The gerus is not chali from b'diavad. Why is the gerus not chali from b'diavad? What does Rabbi Nechemya want? So I violated the din l'chadchila. No, it's not the end of the world. Not every l'chadchila is... that's why there's l'chadchila is the b'diavad. Not every l'chadchila ruins things. So I violated the din. So I was careless. I wasn't... didn't do my homework. But tachos, why should the gerus not be chal? What's wrong with the Geirus? And those who were with us in the summer, we learned a little bit of his Geirus in the summer for the 3 days that we learned. So the, in between our travels. So the, if it's a man, he had a bris milah, he went to the mikvah, he went through all the processes of Geirus, so what could possibly disqualify the Geirus? Why is the Geirus no good with the Yevid? What's the reason for Rabbi Nechemya who's going to tell me what are the two magic words? Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Obviously, one of the conditions of Geirus is to accept mitzvahs. Rabbi Nechemya clearly understood that a Kabbalah's mitzvah that's done without sincerity, it's not being done for the right reason, doesn't qualify as a Kabbalah's mitzvah. You can't pass on the milah. The milah's done. You can't pass on the tefillah. He's wet. You can't ruin the Maisa Geirus. The only way that you could disqualify the Geirus is to declare that it's an invalid and inadequate Kabbalah's mitzvah. So that's clearly Rabbi Nechemya's view. And what did the Chachamim respond? The Gemara says, "V'rabban and Savicham Oimrim Kulam Gerim Heim." That the person is considered to be a ger. B'diavad, you didn't do the right thing, but b'diavad, the person is Jewish. And that's how we pass in B'lishim Sofik. We pass like the Chachamim. Why did the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Nechemya? Don't the Chacham insist that Indi Kabbalah Sem Mitzvahs? What's the answer? Rabbi say, "No, come on, we need a little clip with this Beis Din. What the Chacham Shita?" So Chachamim is stomach hole, that still qualifies as a Kabbalah's mitzvah. Why does that qualify as a Kabbalah's mitzvah? Because sof kol sof, the guy will do mitzvahs. It's not that he's saying he's not going to do mitzvahs. He will do mitzvahs. He wasn't the greatest candidate for Geirus. It's not that he's such a genuine Oev Hashem, but Tachlis, he's going to keep Shabbos Kash, he's going to come to Minyan, he's going to put on tefillin every day. He's going to keep mitzvahs, albeit begrudgingly, but that's still considered to be a Kabbalah's mitzvah. So the Nekudas HaMachloik is between Rabbi Nechemya and the Chachamim is within the parameters of Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. Does the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs that's done for ulterior motives, does that qualify as a Kabbalah HaMitzvahs or not? That's clearly what the Nekudas HaMachloik is. So when the Gemara lists off all the different types of Geirim who are doing things for the bad reasons, for the wrong reasons, so the Gemara talks about a guy who's converting for marriage and a person who's converting for money, a person is converting for social prestige, shulchan malach, and all the different things. And in the middle of that picture, in the middle of that sugya, Yivam Mestav Chavdalet, the Gemara throws in what phrase? Gerayas. The person converts because they're afraid they're going to be eaten by lions. That's another person who, not so genuine. You hear a person comes to convert, and we ask him, so why do you want to be Jewish? He says, well, I don't really want to be Jewish, but I'm being eaten by a lion otherwise. So we said, okay, fine, we'll tovel you. We'll give you a bris, and we'll tovel you in the mikvah. So Rabbi Nechemya says, that's no good. That's like the person who converted for marriage, the person who converted for wealth. You converted to save your skin, that's no good. And the Chum say, nah, cool and gay, maybe it's okay. So comes Rashi on the spot, in Yevamos, with a startling statement. Comes Rashi and says, that machloikes atanoim, between Rabbi Nechemya and the Rabbanon, which has to do not with lions per se, it's really machloikes about any gayrus that was done for non-authentic reasons, that machlekes atanoim. How do you magda? How do you define the parameters of Kabbalah mitzvahs? That machlekes atanoim is the machlekes atanoim. That what? By golly, what? Kusim. That's the machlekes about kusim. When half the tanoim say Geri Araya saying, Gilal, they're terrible, they're goyim, they're not Jewish, the Geri is not chal. Zok Rashi, that's Rabbi Nechemya speaking. It's the voice of Rabbi Nechemya that's being expressed when we say that they're goyim, that the Geri Arayas, because not only are they Geri Arayas, not only are they not Gerim, the person who converts for marriage is Nishkin Gerim, the person who converts for wealth, the person who converts for social prestige, the person who converts for any other reason except for a pure, unadulterated love of the Rabbanu Shalom and Kabbalah and Mitzvahs, doesn't qualify as a proper Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. That is the voice of Rabbi Nechemya. That is the Mandi Omar, Geri Arayas love Gerim. And comes Rashi with the next half of his story. What does Rashi say? No, we give them. What's Rashi's second half? The Rashi just did such a great job explaining to what Geri Arayas is. What does Rashi explain the second half? What a Geri Emes? What a Geri Emes according to Rashi? Geri Emes describes that they're Jewish. Who is the Tana who says that they're Geri Emes, that they're Jewish? The Chachamim. Geri Emes according to Rashi doesn't mean that they did a sincere motivated Geris. Geri Emes means that we, the Chachamim, hold that a Geris that's done for the wrong reasons is still Chal v'Dieved. That's what the words Geri Emes mean, according to Rashi. So Rashi just said an unbelievable thing. Who read this Rashi? You guys read this Rashi? Everyone should have read this Rashi. Your eyes should have popped out of your head when you read this Rashi. Rashi just put together two sugyas. Rashi just drew a line between Geri Arayas and Geri Emes, which was a kusi sugya throughout Shas, and Rashi just connected this to a machlokes between Rabbi Nechemya and the Rabbanan. Geri Arayas is who? Who's the one who says Geri Arayas? That's Rabbi Nechemya. Who's the one who says Geri Emes? That's the Chachamim. It's the same Shaila. The machlokes by the kusim of Geri Emes, the kusim of Geri Arayas, is a machlokes atanoi about how to be done on a Kabbalah, a mitzvah that's done with not authentic reasons. Everybody agrees to the facts on the ground. Everybody agrees that the kusim only became Jewish because they didn't want to be eaten by lions. Nobody says that they were sincere and genuine. Everybody agrees that was their motive. The question, the machlokes atanoim, is what do you do with that halachically? What is the status of that motive? Does that qualify as the Kabbalah mitzvahs? That's the view of the Chachamim. Does it not qualify as the Kabbalah mitzvahs? That's the view of Rabbi Nechemya. This is Rashi's setup of the entire sugya. What comes out interestingly, according to Rashi? According to Rashi, in the world of halacha lemaisa, what comes out interesting? We paskin Geri Emes. The Gemara paskin is beferish halacha klum Gerimheim. So if you paskin halacha klum Gerimheim, that's tantamount to, again, it's the same sugya. If you paskin that klum Gerimheim, so then the Chachamim are the ones who must hold, they must subscribe to the sheet of that kusim of Geri Emes, which means halacha lemaisa Rashi has to call kusim Geri Emes, which of course doesn't bode well for who's pshat in the Mishnah. Rashi's pshat in the Mishnah doesn't bode very well for Rashi's pshat in the Mishnah, because Rashi now stuck a stam Mishnah shaloike halacha. Rashi took a Mishnah ksubas daf chav tes. When I read ksubas daf chav tes, I never heard of Rabbi Nechemya, I never heard of the Rabbanan, I never heard learning Yevamos. We're learning ksubas this year, not Yevamos, in case you didn't catch on. So we're learning a sugging ksubas. Rashi told us a piece of information that the stam Mishnah ksubas is following the Mandiyama that Geri Arayas, saying that this girl is not Jewish. So we have three Nakudas from Rashi. She's a Goya, Los Eschatim. We got all excited about Rashi. And now we have a fourth important Ha'ara to make about Chitin's Rashi. It's only, we have more Ha'aras in Rashi than the words in Rashi itself. What's a fourth Ha'ara about Rashi? What's the fourth? Come on, a little more dramatic, guys. What's the fourth Ha'ara about Rashi? Based on what we just put together, the piece of the puzzle, it comes out that the whole thing is wrong. That the whole Mishnah is wrong. Mishnah is shalai kalacha. You can take certain things away. The Mishnah is shalai kalacha because the whole Mishnah is forced to follow the view of Rabbi Nechemya that was already discarded in Maseches Yevamos in the second parak. So, of course, this whole Rashi is a tremendous chiddush. Rashi in the second parak of Yevamos is a tremendous chiddush. The Rashi linked the two sugyas. The Rashi linked the sugya of Rabbi Nechemya and the Rabbanan to the Geri Arayas Geri Emes story. Who disagrees with Rashi and Yevamos? Who disagrees with Rashi and Yevamos? Come on, guys, let's go. Come on, come on. This is not a. There's a limit. I'm going to run out of steam if I talk to myself too long. Come on. Let's go, guys. Come on. Let's hear it all together. Tosis, okay? Tosis disagrees. What does Tosis say? What does Tosis say besides Yevamos? No? Who's got Yevamos for me? He's the man. Okay. Give this man extra credit on the Bechina, right? Because you have to have Bechina. Okay. He's got to, I have to write a Bechina. Okay. Finish the Bechina's delicious. Okay. So Cubs. comes Taisus in the first Ha'ar in the Sugya and the Chavdal and Mabez and Yavamis, and Taisus says, Alok Adivir Amikulim Gerimim, Zak Taisus, I put it on the Mamakrams, right? Hach Geri Arayas, Lo Domi Lahad Ikaman Yamakusim Geri Arayas Ein. So the first thing Taisus says, unlike Rashi, is that these two Sugyas are not the same. That's Taisus' first introduction to Yavamis Tachot Dalet. That don't be mistaken, don't think like Rashi, who lumped together the Sugya Yavamis with the Sugya of Kusim. Says Taisus, this is not true. There is no connection, living or dead, between these two Sugyas. These are two separate, distinct Sugyas. What is different about them? Doesn't the Gemara call them Geri Arayas? What does Taisus say? Abriska Taira. There are two dinim, there are two kinds of Geri Arayas. The term Geri Arayas doesn't always mean the same thing. What could Geri Arayas mean? Doesn't always mean the same thing. Sometimes Geri Arayas means what? No? What are the two kinds of Geri Arayas? They're not all the same. So sometimes Geri Arayas means somebody whose incentive to become Jewish was because of the lions, but push comes to shove, once he wants to protect himself from the lions, what is he willing to stop doing? He's not doing what is Zara. He's Jewish. He's in the mitzvahs. He wasn't that number one the candidate for Geirus. But self, once he goes through the motions, he will be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs Legamri. That's one kind of quote-unquote Geri Arayas. And then you have another kind of Geri Arayas. What's the other kind of Geri Arayas? Where he doesn't want to be eaten by the lion, so he goes to a show and he comes to Davidic on Shabbos, and then on Sunday goes to Avodah Vedazar. He's still Avodah Vedazar. He's not Mila Mekabel Mitzvahs. That's a totally different type of Geri Arayas. So whereas Rashi stuck together Geri Arayas, Gzeirah Shavah, it says Geri Arayas in Yevamos Chavdalet, it says Geri Arayas in the Sugyas of Kusim, it's the same Sugya. And Rashi therefore had to explain that the Machlekes at Tanoim about Kusim was the Machlekes of Bechem in the Rabbanit. Taisus says not at all. Taisus says it's totally wrong. That Nakud of Rashi is totally, completely incorrect. These are two radically different Sugyas. The Machlekes of Bechem in the Rabbanit is talking about a guy who is totally and complete Shabbat Torah Mitzvahs. So what did Rabbi Nechemiah want from him? How come Rabbi Nechemiah said he's not Jewish? What's the answer? Because he had a bad motive. Because he didn't convert for the right reasons. And the Chum said, no, he's Jewish. He didn't convert for the right reasons. The B'diyevah, that's still called the Kabbalah of Mitzvahs. This kind of Geri Arayas, forget it. This kind of Geri Arayas, he's a Goy Gomer. He's not Makabal Mitzvahs. He's still worshiping idols. What kind of Jew is he? The two Sugyas have nothing to do with each other. That was Taisus' breakthrough in terms of the Sugya. Yeah. Rabbi Nechemiah says, every time you see a guy who comes and converts for an ulterior motive, that doesn't qualify as Kabbalah Mitzvahs. Kabbalah Mitzvahs has to be loud and clear, ringing loud and clear that he's going to do mitzvahs. If for whatever reason there's some other motive there, that's ois Kabbalah Mitzvahs. That's Rabbi Nechemiah Shita. That's a Chiddush. Yom won the Chum Shita.
But then the Rabbanim are saying...
No, that the guy says he's going to do mitzvahs. We assume he's going to do mitzvahs. He's getting married for other reasons. He's getting converted for other reasons. Okay. So we shouldn't have committed Kabbalah him, but self-kosof is going to do mitzvahs. You never know any Geir is really going to keep mitzvahs.
Initially, when they converted the same as the Geir Arayas, at the time of the conversion itself.
No, even at the time of the Geiris, they were over there. They were as they were standing in the mikveh, they were worshiping the idols. Yeah.
Those didn't have to disagree with Rashi. For him, the Mishnah would have worked fine because what's stopping them is talking about him anyway.
I mean, the Tosfos Yevamos is not addressing that Mishnah. Yeah, Tosfos Yevamos. No. Tosfos is just saying Rashi is wrong anyway, right? Tosfos is not learning Ksubis. Tosfos is learning Yevamos, right? So we have a major Machlekes HaTanaim here in Yevamos Chav Daled, just a back on the ABC. So the Geri Arayas of Kusim, the same Geri Arayas of Yevamos.
And what would be the Havamina that would work if they're serving one of the time?
Wait, hold on. So Tosfos just showed us that the Kusim are off the charts. The Kusim, not even a shaita, that the Kusim are no good. They forget it. They're goyim, gemurim, belishim, sofik, they're not makabah mitzvahs, they're worshiping idols. What's the shaila? So Taisus Rabbi Yisai was just guilty of that terrible chait. What was that terrible chait? They just made overkill. Taisus just violated overkill. Why? Because according to Taisus, why is there any shita under the sun who says that the Geri Emes? According to Rashi, I understand the machlokes. I'm no problem. According to Rashi, Rabbi Nechemiah kazok tazoy, the chamel kazok tazoy, eli elu devilikim chayim. I can explain to Rabbi Nechemiah. Let's turn around and explain to Mechachamim. I can explain both sides of the coin. I can explain away anything. But, I don't mean me, but Taisa, we can explain anything. But according to Taisus, understand, according to Taisus, the Geri Arayas of Kusim is not the Geri Arayas of Yevav Shechabdalad. The Geri Arayas of Kusim is fundamentally different, fundamentally worse, that they're mamish worshiping idols as they're going to the mikveh, they're worshiping an idol. They go into the mikveh holding the Avodizar, and they had Taiva Vesheret Biyadah, they're holding their. What's we put in their hands? Their phone, I don't know, whatever. Okay, we heard about that this morning. So it's being Taiva window, as they're going to the mikveh, they're still worshiping the idols. So Taisa says, yeah, no problem. So that's Mandi Yomer and Geri Arayas, and there's another Mandi Yomer says Geri Emes. Geri Emes. What kind of joke is that? What kind of Geri Emes? How did Taisa pull off such a stunt? That's your kasha, right? How can it be? How are you talking to workers? So what does Taisa say? So Taisa says, you're right. That nobody under the sun could ever say that the Shas Geirus of that original Geirus back in Shomron, 2,700 years ago, is a good Geirus. That was a Zichar Geirus B'li Kabbalah Zimitzvahs. So how could anybody under the sun say that they're Geirim? The Taisus Solomon the Yomagir Emesay and Kasova the Shuvnis Gaira Lagamre. Taisus says, listen to this. Taisus just added history. He added a new perk of Tanakh. The Poskin Tanakh, Melachim describes how they were worshiping Avodah Zarah, and they were serving Hashem, and they were worshiping Avodah Zarah, they were serving Hashem, and blah, blah, blah. And then Taisus says, and guess what? According to one man, the Yomar, 100 years later, all of a sudden they had a big Chazor B'Tshuva movement, and all the Kusim became from, and they all became Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, and they all davened three times a day, they were all learning Daf Yomi, and they all went back to the mikveh again, and they converted again, and that's the man, the Yomar, Geri, Kusim, Geri, I'm saying. Do I ask from Taisus? You ever heard such a thing? Wow. Rabbi, if we have to formulate this Taisus in contrast to Rashi, now we have two fundamental different ways of understanding the machlekes atanoim, where the kusim geri arayas, kusim geri emes, how would we formulate it, just in terms of conceptual categories? According to Rashi, the machlekes is a halachic machlekes. It's really a restating, a rehashing of the machlekes Rabbi Nechemi and the Rabbanan, which is really a halachic issue. How do you define precisely Kabbalah and Mitzvahs? Rabbi Nechemi had a very, very, very definitive understanding of Kabbalah and Mitzvahs, a very, very narrow, so to speak, understanding of Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. And the Chacham had a little bit more of an expansive understanding of Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. But it was rooted in Machlokes and Halacha. According to Taisus, not only did Taisus say overkill a minute ago, they seem to almost be in violation of another cardinal rule in Halacha. And what is that? They just created a Machlokes in Mitzvahs. That means the real machloikis in Geri Arayas and Geri Emes is not what happened in Kutta, not what happened in Shomron in 2,700 years ago. That wasn't the machloikis. Everybody knew that was a farce. Everybody at the time knew that was a joke. The mandiyama that Kusim Geri Emes is because a new historical reality kicked in 100 years later. They converted again. Then it was Taka genuine. And the other mandiyama, who says Kusim Geri Arayas held what? That didn't happen? So that's the machlokes? It's a very, very funny machlokes. I mean, we get, you know, because we learn a Lithuanian yeshivas, you know, we think in brisker categories. We like to think the whole world is a machlokes in halacha. And the Bali Taisa has just told us that the real issue behind Kusim Geri Emes, Kusim Geri Arayas, is this phantom historical reality that may or may not have happened. Some history books had it and some didn't. It's a very, very strange thesis. Everyone read the thesis? You got to walk away with a very, very strange thesis. Very, very strange thesis. What else is so strange about thesis? You know, when we talk like this sometimes, nobody should ever misunderstand this as a lack of Kavanat Torah. This is the greatest Kavanat Torah because we're taking the Bali HaTosfos to task, we're asking kashas and then we're getting so we can't sleep at night. Some of us. Well, in the daytime, whenever we take that. But it hits the Baal Taisus, so we sometimes lose it. We don't ever mean it in the slightest bit of lack of Kavanat Torah. But you got to really, really get excited about Taisus. Something else bothers us about Taisus, no? There's something else bothers us, besides the fact that they just turned the Machlokes HaTanoim into a Machlokes HaMetzias. What else bothers us about Taisus? This was what we call, we're introducing the guys to all the terminology of Rosh Hashanah. After a week, you know everything we're going to say for the rest of the year. So now we're talking about there are textual issues and conceptual issues, all right? There's a big textual problem. What's the textual problem? No, that was a technical. call them not textual, not conceptual, those are technical issues. You're right. They're important textual issues. What's the textual problem? What's the real textual problem? Not in that Mishnah.
Same words.
The same words, Gerei Arayos. Chazal couldn't have thought of a better phrase. It's such a different image. It conjures up such a radically different. According to Rashi, lions means the lions. Dust the lion, it's all the same sugi, Reb Nechemia, the Kusim, it's all the same thing. So you have to decide whether it's a good Geras or not a good Geras. According to Tosfos, the term Gerei Arayos, it's the same two words. In Yevamos, it means one story. And in the rest of Shas, it means Lagami, something else. That's very, very funny. That's strange. I didn't say it's impossible. It's just very strange. We have to put it on a list of phenomena where Chazal used the exact same terminology, and they mean something totally, totally different. Lagami, Kebechim, Nisim, Gemayrim. They say it for Reb Chaim. Someone wants to check with Reb Chaim about, I don't know if it was about this, but check with Reb Chaim about something that some of the Rishonim was saying, that this term appears in Shas, in this place, in that place, it means something totally different. So they said, how can Chazal use the exact same word and mislead us? So Reb Chaim supposedly said, where the legend goes, so Reb Chaim said, you ever go to a Sheva Brachas? So they said, yeah, I went to Sheva Brachas. You know, they always get nervous at Sheva Brachas, you have Purim Kadoshas or not, you have new people at the Sheva Brachas. So Reb Chaim said, I don't understand. The Gemara says in the end of Bava Kama, if you steal dirt from somebody and you turn it into a brick, so it's considered to be a shinikarna, because Padam Chadosh is Balakan. How come nobody ever thought of this great idea to take a brick and put it on the table for Sheva Brachas and stop inviting people you don't like anyway? How come no one thought? So the answer is Zakib Chaim, because the term Padam Chadosh doesn't mean the same thing in all places. So we'll put this in the list of different same terminology, different concepts. Rabbi Sai, getting back to our story, this Tysus is problematic. Any other Piyotim? Rashi's Piyot wasn't so gavaldic either. I mean, Beneinu. Rashi ended up with the Mishnah Ksupas being Shloike Halacha. So Rashi's Piyot also was fraught with problems. So Rashi's Piyot is difficult. Tosfos's Piyot is difficult. Any other Piyotim? So comes the Tosfos HaRosh. How did I put it? I didn't put it on the Marmar Kemes. Comes the Tosfos HaRosh in Yevamos. And goes along with Tosfos Pshat. They give Tosfos the benefit of the doubt. Comes to Tosfos HaRosh and says, yeah, Tosfos is right fundamentally, but the two sugyas are different. Same terms, different concepts. It says to Tosfos HaRosh, the Mandiyomer Kusim Gerei Arayos, I understand, because there was no Kabbalah Mitzvahs. Mamish, no, they were totally insincere. They're right, totally, completely insincere. The Mandiyomer Gerei Emes, Zoch the Tosfos HaRosh. You're going to tell me a story that they became Jewish later, they went back to the Beis 100 years later, the descendants 300 years later went back to the Megayah, there's Ika Chosim HaSeifa. How can you make that the Machlekes HaTanai? You know what the Mandiyomer Kusim Gerei Emes holds, says the Tosfos HaRosh. Anyone have any idea? Ever figure out? How could it be Kusim, if the Gerus was done originally insincere, how can we turn around and call it Gerei Emes? What's the answer? I'm scared to say it, and please don't quote and don't put it to the newspapers. What does the Tosfos HaRosh say? Tosfos HaRosh says, no, that much you didn't say. Come to Tosfos HaRosh, that would have been, I couldn't even say it. Come to Tosfos HaRosh and says, the Gerus was a disaster when it started out. Completely and totally insincere. They were over the Dvar. It was Mamish Dvar, Talmud of Talmud was nothing. And then, you know, as they were hanging around Klai Yisrael, they said, no, the religion's not so bad. It's nice to learn Daf Yomi. It's nice to daven every day. Shabbos and Yom Tov are nice and sweet. They started to have second thoughts. And you know, those idols that we're worshipping, they're pretty silly anyway. Throw them into the garbage. Let's go for the real McCoy. You know what Tosfos HaRosh says? You know what we just declare them? Mazel Tov. We're so happy to accept you as part of Klal Yisrael. There's no need to do anything else. You just had what? I'm scared to say it. You just had Kabbalah Mitzvahs. You just had a Kabbalah Mitzvahs. When the fact that you became sincere later, and at a later point you decided to become Jewish, and you really, really want a Kabbalah Mitzvahs, we will accept such a Gerus. It's very similar to Tosfos. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos says there was also a Chazar B'Tshuva, but what does Tosfos say? Shuv what? Shuv Nizgayr L'Gamri. Tosfos says they had to go back to the mikveh, start back to Sana for the conversion course, and start the whole ball rolling again. Tosfos HaRosh HaKizach, you don't have to start over again. once you had Kabbalah Mitzvahs, you didn't have Kabbalah Mitzvahs 20 years ago, okay, it took a little bit of time for you to catch on, but go through the halachic checklist. What does the Ger have to do? Who was with us? What does the Ger have to do? Mila, Tvila, Kabbalah Mitzvahs. So what'd you do? You had Mila 20 years ago, you had Mila 19 years ago, you have Kabbalah Mitzvahs now. Well, Zayin, Mazel Tov, you're Jewish. That's the man, the Yom, who says, Geri what? Geri Emerson. It's Tosfos, but without that added piece of information that you had to go back to the mikvah, something we never heard of before, that ever actually happened. But now I want to know. Let's go back now. We have to take every Rishon to task. Every Rishon's got to explain every Nakuda the Sugi. You can't let any Rishon get away with anything. That's the theme of the Shir. You can't let anybody Rishon get away with anything. The Heligatez Arash, Gezok, that the Mandiyama, that the Geri Emes, they had Mila, they had Tvila, and then the Kabbalah Mitzvahs of sincerity 20 years later. Turn it around on your heads, everybody say. And what did the other Mandiyama hold? Mandiyama says, Kusiv Geri Arayas. What Nakuda did that Mandiyama hold? What was the according to Tezer Rush, what was the Nakuda Samachloikis between the two Shitas of Geri Arayas and Geri Emes? What did that other day hold? Again, this is within the, this is a darkest category. I'm asking you a limited taste in Russia's understanding of what the Nechus HaMachlekes was, that there was this Chazor B'tshuva, and the Chazor B'tshuva created that now became Jewish. Go back now to the other man, the Yomar. So what was wrong with that Geirus according to the other man, the Yomar? Yesh Lachkar. What Nakuda did the other man, the Yomar, disagree with? One can explain it one of two ways. Who's going to explain it to me? You know? One of the two ways. So maybe the other man, the Yomar, held Apidin, this doesn't count. This is not a gerush. You can't have a gerush like that. Remeal is feeling close to Mitzvah 20 years later. Maybe there was an akudas machlokes apidin, or maybe we could fall back on somebody which we don't like to. We've been trying to avoid and call it a what? Maybe the second mandiyama, the mandiyama kusim geri emes, was of the opinion that what? There never was this genuine chazar b'tshuva. So it could be if the second pshat in Tezer Rush is correct, that the Tezer Rush is in the same pickle as Tosfos, namely. Each one of them, each one of these taisism, the regular taisism and taisa rush, are in a sense making up some new mitzias, which is now a subject to a machlokes atanoim. So according to taisus, the new mitzias was they went back to the mikvah. According to taisa rush, the new mitzias they became from. And the other tana held, neither of those two things happened. But if you want to go really, really razzle dazzle, you really, really want to say a lomdus according to taisa rush, you can come up with the following new mahalach and the sugya. That everyone agrees to all the mitzias. Everyone, I know exactly what happened with chilav yatsoif. I'll tell you exactly, I'll map it out. I'm standing there in Shomron. I'm watching the next 100 years play out. This is what happened. They come to Shomron. The lions start to eat them. They come to apply for conversion. We don't like what we're seeing. We do it anyway. They're worshiping idols in the mikvah for the whole picture. 20 years later, they start to learn the Fiyomi and daven 3 times a day in a minyan. Now we have to decide. Are these guys Jewish? Are these guys not Jewish? One Tanis looked at back at this whole story. This is 500 years later, the Halakha Torah, the Mishnah, looking back at this whole picture. Everyone's got the same result. They got the same picture, the same historical record. We're all reading the same story. Half the Torah is saying, Tos is a Geirus. It's a Geirus. Not Rabbi Nechemi is Geirus. This is Taisus and Taisarah speaking. This is a Geirus. This is a Mishkan Geirus. This is a Lachan Kabbalah Semitzvahs. And the other Tanis says, no. No. That's a good Geirus. Why is it a good Geirus? Because they were genuine 20 years later. And that's a good Geirus. Apidin, that's a good Geirus. So we have 4 possibilities as to what the Nakudas HaMachloikis between the two Tanoim are. We have Rashi's Pshat, that the Nakudas HaMachloikis between Geirais and Geirames is just a restating of the Machloikis Rabbi Nechemi and the Rabbanan. Namely, how do you mark the Kabbalah Mitzvahs? We have Tosfos' version that everybody agrees there was a zero Kabbalah Mitzvahs. The Machloikis is the Mitzias, that they actually go back to the mikveh at some point later in history. We have one version of the Tezer Rush that everyone agrees it was a zero Geirus, and everybody agrees that they became genuine later, and the Machloikis at Tanoim is becoming genuine later qualifies the Kabbalah Mitzvahs. And the fourth possibility is the second version of the Tezer Rush. The Tezer Rush says everyone agrees the original Geirus was no good, and the Machloikis at Tanoim was there a Chazar B'tshuva later on or not? If there would have been a Chazar B'tshuva, everyone would have accepted that's okay, but we're not even sure that that's what happened. So we have 4 different possibilities. Rabbi Sai, yeah?
Does Rush hold the Geri Emes
that's all. That you ask him within the Taisa Rush, or it's got to work mechanical hava. It's very hard to work it retroactively. That's even more fancy footwork.
Is there a sheet like that?
I don't know. What is that?
Taisa Rush just saying, he starts off saying that
Gera Rush. You still Taisa Rush? You got it here. Wasn't even on the Mount Kobos. How'd you find it? Wow. You're really talented. Okay. Good. Where are we? He doesn't say they went back to the mikveh. He doesn't say shuvnis gairu. He says chazru l'toiv. Chazru l'toiv. He doesn't say v'chachnis gairu.
Can't that just be
no? Because then I have nothing to say. Then the whole last 5 minutes was nothing. No, it can't be. Chazru l'toiv. Come on, Ashi. I want to be a shir assistant here. Because you're on my team, not against me. I was going to tell the guys how great I'm saying this year, not to ask questions.
I don't understand how the Shachamim have Gary Emmett. I mean, how does Gary Emmett going to Rashi? I mean, the Kuzim didn't fulfill the condition of the Shachamim.
Right, but Gary Emmett is just a contrast to Gary Rice means they're not Jewish. Gary Emmett is the code phrase for saying they're Jewish. It doesn't mean that we love them, doesn't mean they were really great tzaddikim, but the mice they're Jewish.
Never have. They didn't mean that. The way we've made the chum was that.
It means the same way that a guy who converts for marriage. We say that was a really bad idea.
Keeping the mitzvah. They were over there with the Zara.
So, you want to know what happened to Kabbalah and mitzvahs according to Rashi in the case of the Kusim?
Yeah.
That's a good question. That's a very, very good question. Hang in there for that. So, Rabbi said again, yes, I'm still focusing on this Taza Rush. So, Ashi's option is not an option. So, we're working within the correct option. We're still not sure which is the correct option within the correct options. Okay? But I have one more question to ask you, Rabbi Say. I want to focus on this Taisa Rush for a minute. According to Taisa Rush, it's quite possible that the Nakudas HaMachlekes HaTanoim, these are back to the Meyers, the Rabbonins, Geri Rais, Geri Emes, the Mishnah Ksubis Chavtes, if we knew who was right, Rashi Taisas. Helik HaTanoim spent hours, days and months and years there, spending all their time trying to formulate what the status of this Kusim are. Half the Tanoim came up with the conclusion Geri Emes, half the Tanoim came up with the conclusion Geri Rayas. According to Taisa Rush, the Lomda Shavoyim Taisa Rush is, what the real Machlokes is, can you have such a scenario of Mila Tvila, then put everything on hold, and then 20 years later have a Kabbalah Simitzis? According to Lomda Shavoyim Taisa Rush, not that this is Machlokes Simitzis, Machlokes in Halacha, so one Tana says that's okay, and the other Tana says that's not okay. That's not acceptable. What do you think about that? Those one Gary was me this summer should have something to say intelligently about this. What do you think about this idea? Those one me don't answer yet. If I were to tell you there's machloikas hatanoim minuchas geirus, can you have such a stunt? Mila tvila, and then Kabbalah submits us 20 years later, and that's okay. What would you say about that? What would you think the nekudas machloikas is? How would you formulate that? What do you think you have to know a little bit more about in order to answer that question intelligently?
What is the initial Geirus tell you?
So I told you, it's Mila, Tefillah, Kabbalah Mitzvahs. What are you really asking?
Not every Jew does all mitzvahs properly.
That's true, okay, but every Geir better be Mekabel Mitzvahs. It's like a guy who's ready to say, I'm a U.S. citizen, do I keep all the laws? I mean, I try, but you know, I do double park once in a while. Whereas if a guy, imagine, a guy's going to come apply for citizenship and say, listen, I want to be an American citizen, but I'm telling you, I'm going to double park every day. Would they accept me for citizenship? I don't know, maybe. The judge says, well, I can move my car also. Okay, I don't know. Bad example.
No,
I don't want to get into the details of what constant compulsive interest is. I'm going to put you in the right direction where I think you were going, and if not, I'm going to put you there anyway. What we are really asking is, what exactly is this nature of a relationship between Mila Tefillah on the one hand and Kabbalah Mitzvahs on the other hand? Now, tell me what you meant. You have no idea what you meant? That's good. What do you think? What am I leading to?
Kabbalah Mitzvahs are precursor for the other.
Otazor, there we go. Rabbi Say, how do you know you need Mila Tefillah Kabbalah Mitzvahs? A little chumash? How do you know? Priest's daf test, right? That's an analogy of chumash. Okay. Okay. It says in the Torah in Parshat Mishpatim that when you Klal Yisrael underwent a lot of different things in order to become Jewish. So the Psukim describe in Parshas Bo and Parshas Yisrael, Mishpatim, they describe Mila, and they describe Tevila. So we have a drush that says, just as the Deres Eichem, just as our Avos entered into the Bris, became Jewish, to Milu Tevila, so to the Deri Deris, a guy wants to become Jewish, he has to undergo Milu Tevila. Where does Kabbalah Mitzvah fit into the picture? Where do you know Kabbalah Mitzvah? The Gemara is silent. The Gemara talks about Kabbalah Mitzvah, never says Menani Milu. Never tells you what the mock of Kabbalah Mitzvah is. The Pashtus HaDvarim, the way the Rambam formulates Kabbalah Mitzvah, is that Kabbalah Mitzvah is not a what, but it's a what? It's not part of the process of Mila. The process of Geirus, the procedural part of Geirus is Milu Tevila. Kabbalah Mitzvah is radically different than the procedural part of Geirus. What is it? It is the prerequisite. It is the very definition of what Geirus means. The guy's going to come and say, I want to be Jewish without keeping mitzvahs. We say to him, that's not Judaism. That's something else. Judaism means to be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Now, true, you can have a Jew who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. You don't lose Kedushas Yisrael for not being Shomer. That's true. But the very definition of what it means to be Jewish means to observe a life of Torah Mitzvahs. You know, the reason why we, in the year Tavshin Ayin Daled, sometimes we're shocked when I make such a statement, because we live in a world post, French Revolution, post emancipation. So, we think in the terms that you can have such a concept of a secular Jewish life. There's no such thing as a secular Jewish life. Nebuch, Rachman Litzlan, you can have a Jew who doesn't keep mitzvahs. He still retains Kedushas Yisrael. Yisrael HaPishachat Yisrael Hu. But to say that, sometimes you hear a person says, this guy was a great Jew. He was a great Jew, but he wasn't observant. That's a stira minei ubei. You could have a person who Nebuch grew up not from, and he didn't have the proper upbringing, and somehow, he connected to Kedush Baruch Hu through tzedakah, through chesed, through kiddush Hashem. It could all be true. That could all be true. And that's, the person could be a tremendous, tremendous char in Olam Haba, and Kedush Baruch Hu judges him, that's all true. I'm not at all denying that. But to say that that's a good Jewish life, not to be shomer Torah mitzvahs, is mamash undermining everything that the Matan Torah stood for. Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is the definition of what it means to become a ger. It's the prerequisite for gerus. It's not the procedure of gerus, it's the prerequisite for gerus. There are procedures and there are prerequisites. If you hold like that Lashon HaRambam, Nuchzi Surabiyah, that Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is the prerequisite for gerus, does this Tazer Rosh make any sense? And the guy did Mila, and he did Tevila, and then 20 years later he's going to come out. That's like, you're taking, I don't know, you guys know this better than that. The guy's taking advanced something or other. He's taking advanced calculus, and he didn't take the prerequisite, and then 3 years later he takes regular calculus. That doesn't make any sense. You guys probably do it all the time, no? but it doesn't make any sense. If you hold that Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is the definition of what it means to become eligible candidate for Geirus, what's shy to talk about having a Kabbalah HaMitzvahs after Geirus? That doesn't make any sense. But if you hold like other Rishonim seem to say, not everyone agrees to that, Rambam. Other Rishonim, Tosfos and Yavama seems to say that Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is part of the procedure of Geirus. There's a procedure. Mila, you have to do a checklist in order to become Jewish. You have to undergo Mila, check. Tevila, check. Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, check. Who says it has to be in that order? You can flip it around. You can do things out of order. It'll be a little bit strange. I do Mila today. I do Tevila next week. I do Kabbalah HaMitzvahs 20 years from now. Not so bad. Rabbi Isai, according to this Tosfos Rosh, again, according to my reading Tosfos Rosh, it is quite possible that this Lamdish Shaila as to how to understand the relationship between Kabbalah HaMitzvahs in contrast to Mila Tevila may very well be a machloikis, not a machloikis of Rishonim, but catch this one, Rabbi Isai, a machloikis what? Tanoim. This may be the root of the issue where the Kusim Geri Emes, the Kusim Geri Arayis, according to Tezer Rosh. Rabbi Isai, we're not learning Geirus now. We should just realize the potential ramifications lemaisa of this Shita. Of a Geirus that's done without Kabbalah HaMitzvahs now, procedurally, the person does Milu Tevila, the Chlal not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, 20 years later decides he wants to be frum. Does he have to go back and start from scratch again and just say, great, okay, comes to Shul now, it's become a mitzvah, everything's great. According to Tezer Rosh, half the Tanoim say it's okay. The other half, of course, say it's not okay. The other Rishonim never heard of this story. Tosfos never heard of this sugya. So Kopan Rabbi Isai, this was the prerequisite of the sugya of Kusim. We haven't said a word about Ksubis yet. We're just trying to understand what the Kusim Achloik is in Geri Arayis and Geri Emes is, because we have Rashi and Tosfos. Each one is giving us a different pshat in the Mishnah. Again, we're starting back to Ksubis, back to the beginning. The Mishnah says a Bala Kusis. Bala Kusis is Chayav Kenas. Zok Rashi, she's a Goya. Zoktesis, she's Jewish. What are they fighting about? Is the Tana and the Mishnah following Geri Arias and they following Geri Emes? So we got to ask ourselves, so what's the Nekudas and Machloikis between those Tanoim? What are the Tanoim fighting about? So we had four Biurim. We had Rashi's Biur, that's the age-old Machloikis, Rabbi Nechemi and the Rabbanah. We had Taizus Pshat, that, no, it's not due to Nechemi and the Rabbanah. This is a lack of Kabbalah Samitzvah to Kuliyama. The Machloikis is, was there a later date, a real Geirus? Then we had Pshat number 3A and 3B, was the Taizah Rosh? That, no, everyone agrees the original Geirus was no good. And the question is, was there a later Geirus, but not a new Geirus? Was a later Kabbalah Samitzvah, was that put into motion? So half the Taran said yes, and half said yes, half said no. Within those who said no, we're not sure whether they were arguing with Metzias, they were arguing Halacha. Al Atzad, they were arguing Halacha, we were trying to understand what the Nekudas HaMachlekes was, so we came up with this razzle-dazzle beer that it's a Machlekes, as we know from Rishonim, a Machlekes, what the nature of Kabbalah Samitzvah is. Kabbalah Samitzvah is procedural, or is it prerequisite? If it's procedural, you can flip the order. If it's prerequisite, then it doesn't make any sense to have prerequisites after the post-requisites, or whatever that word is, okay? So we have four different biurim, possible biurim, three or four different biurim in the Rishonim. It's what they're fighting about, what the Machlekes Rashi plays about, what the whole story is all about. You mean back to the middle tefillah story being ma'akev? Yes, we spoke about that on some of them, the Rashi and the Rish, but there may be technical issues in terms of that. Okay, so everybody say, yeah. Yeah, but they're different historical questions. According to Tosis, the question is, did they jump into the mikvah? According to Tosis the Rosh, historical version, did they just become from? Right. I mean, unless you want to side with Ashi, if you want to be on the loser team, that's fine. But if you want to be on the winning team, so you better stay on this side. Okay. Advice, everyone's with us? Okay, this is simple, right? This is the easy part of the sugya. So you saw, right? Everyone's got it? All hands up? Everyone's good? Okay. Advice, now that we have our background, we have to go back to take Rashi. We have to take Rashi Shita apart, mamish, piece by piece. In a good, positive way. Rashi said, this girl is a Goya. She's not Jewish. And Afal Pichain, what is she entitled to? Knas. If you never opened up the Tosfos of the Chavtes, you just read Rashi, your initial reaction would be, I can't believe it. A Knas. Parshas Kisetze is talking about a Ma'anes, a non-Jewish girl. Doesn't look right. Doesn't sound right. Comes Tosfos and attacks Rashi. But the attack of Tosfos is not anywhere what I would have presented as an attack. I would have just shried Chai V'Kayim, screamed from the rooftops that she's not Jewish. How could there be a knas is this? Since when is there a knas a Torah for something that was done to her? Now, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Tosfos doesn't ask that kasha. Tosfos didn't just stop screaming. When I scream, I just let off the air. Tosfos brought a raya. Tosfos, I'm going to bring you a raya. It's inconceivable to have a knas go to a goya. So Tosfos has to now put on their shas caps and go through from brachas to nida to figure out, bring me a raya from a gemara, that it's inconceivable for a knas to go to a goya. You can't just ask me svar. You can't just, I just got so worked up, so riled up against Rashi, but I couldn't formulate a raya. Tosfos had a raya, no? What's Tosfos' raya against Rashi? It's inconceivable. Tosfos dug up a gemara all the way back on Daf Yud Aleph. This is the same as Echta. See, guys, some of the Rabbeim want to learn the first perek, so we're hereby learning the first perek. Okay? So on Daf Yud Aleph, doesn't matter, we learn the first perek, we talk about the third perek anyway, so it's going to make a difference. Comes the gemara on Daf Yud Aleph, famous gemara. You have to just take a little background to that gemara first, and also appreciate where Tosfos comes from. Famous gemara in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph, what does it say? Amravuna, one of the most famous lines in Ksubas. Amravuna, Yakata Vilasel Das Bezdin. You have a little baby, no problem. Bezdin decides they want to convert the baby, Kavaldik. No problem. Vilasel Das Bezdin. Put him into the mikvah, it's a boy, give him a bris mila also, and the kid becomes Jewish, Kavaldik. Comes the Gemara and says, one small problem. Rav Yosef, Higdilu, Yichalim Limchais. When the baby turns Bar Bas Mitzvah, around Bar Bas Mitzvah, the person can uproot, the person can claim they don't want to be Jewish anymore, and that undoes the entire Geirus. He can do three magic words. This is a very, very difficult concept to give. Why is it so difficult? Because we have a general rule that says Once a person converts, Yisrael afa bishuchat Yisraelu. Once a person converts, we never ever declare them to be not Jewish, even if they, let's say a person really converts sincerely and they're frum and frum for 20 years, and then they go off the deep end, they go off the derech, so they still retain Kedushas Yisrael. That's a beferish gemara. So man ishtan it is geirus. Why is he dealing with limchos? No, who knows? Who knows? Machlekes Rishonim. Two very, very quick. It's not really a sugya now, but just understand it. What are the two pshat in the Rishonim? Why is he dealing with limchos? Okay. What? What are you saying? Almost there, yeah. Say, you meant to say schus. That's you then. The simple pshat in the Gemara is that the whole gay was started in the first place based on the principle of Zach Ganam Shlobafanov. We could do things for somebody which are beneficial for them. Say, if I want to give a gift to somebody, so he's not around, I'll give it to Reuven and say, pick it up on behalf of Shimon. That could be Zach Ganam Shlobafanov. Remember, the Basra says that when the person finds out that he received the matana, if he says, don't do me any favors, I don't want to be behold to you. So then you can, the oikid is chus. The whole thing was based on it being a chus. If it turns out that my frey was never really a chus, because I personally didn't want it, so then it's ois zach lem shal b'fon. If it's ois zach shal b'fon, then the whole chalois gets unraveled. So that's the pasha said well. That's why Gili Chalom Limchus. Tosfos in Masechet Sanhedrin happens to have a very, very unique understanding. Back to Chespin days, has a very, very unique understanding of why Higdil Echad Mimchos. Why does Higdil Echad Mimchos? So Tosfos says, when you're Megayer a Ger Katan, so you could be Megayer, you could do the Geirus for him, you could do the Tvi, I'm saying you could do the Meal of him, you could do the Tvil of him, but what can you do for him? You can't do Kabbalah Mitzvahs, right? You can't do Kabbalah Mitzvahs for the guy. So where's the Kabbalah Mitzvahs for a Ger Katan? What does Tosfos say? When he turns Bar Mitzvah and he decides to be from, oh, that's the Kabbalah Mitzvahs. That's an interesting idea. Doesn't that sound like what? That sounds very Tosa Rashi to me. That sounds like Kabbalah HaMitzvah is happening 13 years after procedures. That Tosa Sanhedrin is very, very interesting, but not for now. Still, wait your appetite a little bit. So Tosa Sanhedrin writes, at the beginning of the 8th parak, Tosa Sanhedrin writes, now we understand why Higdil Echad Mimchos. Because it's not that we're being oiked the gayrus the mafreya by saying it wasn't the schus. No. There's no kabbalah mitzvahs. You didn't get the third check. The only time you become Jewish, if you have all three checks. Midlu, we did it when you were a baby. Tefillah, we did it when you were a baby. To be determined whether you get the third check. You didn't pass the third check, so maybe you failed the whole test. You have to get 100 on the bechina. You can't get a 66 on the bechina of gayrus. You got to get 100. You got to get all three right. There's no extra credit. So you got to, no yushamis, no funny stuff at the end of the bechina. Got to be three straight, last year, guys. Got to be three straight questions. Got to get check on all three in order to pass the test of gayrus. So machlokes rishon. How Higdil Echad Mimchos works, good, fine. So comes the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph and says, I'm going to prove to you that that din of Higdil Echad Mimchos is not true. I'm going to prove to you from the Farish and Mishnah that there is no such din of Higdil Echad Mimchos. What's the proof? Because the Mishnah, later on in Ksubas, actually, not later on in Ksubas, right here, speaks about being a kenas to a who? What does the Mishnah say? A giyaris. Habola giyaris, and his guy, Rabchusus Bil Shol Shom Yamechad. He has to be before 3 years old, although she's not a basula anymore, probably. So she was Magaira, Gekot, and a giyaris katana in the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? We give her a kenas. Right? A little girl, she was not Jewish, she converted at the age of two. Now someone was Ma'anasar, so she gets a kenas. So Frek, the Gemara Kasha, if you hold the Gdili Chalom Limchos, we're going to give this girl a knas. She's a what? How do you give her a knas? If you hold the Gdil Chalom Limchos, we're going to give her the knas, and then 10 minutes later, what's she going to do? She's going to say, I don't want to be Jewish anymore. We just gave knas to a non-Jewish girl. The Gemara says, that's inconceivable. You're going to give, what's the Lashon HaGemara in Ksuba Shel Aleph? What is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is a very, very stark lashon. Masif Rava, how can you tell me Gdil Chalom Limchos? Il Nairi Sheshem Knas. Da 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 da. V'iyam Rasi Gdil Chalom Limchos. Yavinim the Knas the Ozla ve'Ochla beGius. We're going to give somebody a Knas that they're going to eat when they become non-Jewish. Means right now we think she's going to be Jewish, but if the possibility exists for becoming non-Jewish, we're not going to give her a Knas. So what's Taisa's Kasha down Daf Chavtes? Taisa's Ma Doch and Daf Yud Aleph, where we don't even know if she's not going to be Jewish. We suspect she may become non-Jewish. We suspect she may be Meicha. It's inconceivable to give a knas to someone who's going to be a goy. That can't. That's off the radar, off the screen. Can't be. It's off the charts. So Tosis turns around in Rashi and asks, according to you, Rashi, who says that Bala Kusis is Mamasha Goya, this is a million times worse than the Gemara in Ksubashat Yud Aleph. In Ksubashat Aleph, she was basically Jewish. We thought she was going to be Jewish. We hoped she's going to be Jewish. And then in the last minute, she may become not Jewish. And the Gemara says it's inconceivable to give her a knas. And that was the raya against the Gidul Chalamim. Because the Gemara had to revamp the Mishnah, get a whole story, a whole shtrakal of Shaka Bataya to explain why it's not a kasha. But the underlying theme of Ksubashat Aleph was is that to give a knas to a goy is off the charts. So Kum Tosis and says, if it's off the charts in Daf Yud Aleph, how come it entered back onto the charts in Daf Chaf Tes? According to Rashi, it's not under the charts, it's the reality. According to Rashi, it's a goy, but giving her a knas, it can't be. That's Tosis' first kasha against Rashi. Again, in a million years, I never would have asked a kasha like that. I wouldn't have formulated the kasha. I wouldn't have bothered to go back to Ksubis Yud Aleph. I would have said, you can't give knas to a goy. It just can't be. But Tosis didn't ask kashas like that. Tosis put a raya, mamasha. They dug up a Gemara, pinpointed the line to Gemara. Give you my mokum, here's the kasha against Shittas Rashi. Which leads us to believe that if we could somehow figure out a way to revamp that Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph, if we could somehow take the sting out of Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph, we may be able to salvage Rashi. So let's think about it a little bit, Rabbi Yisrael. What is so terrible about giving a kenas to someone who's about to become a goya, or is a goya right now? Why is that like so terrible? That line, the Gemara, which tells me such a false about. How do we understand that line? So we'll have to see. So have to think about that line a little bit. So again, we have the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis in terms of what's pshat in the Mishnah. We know Rashi's Mahalach in the Mishnah is Goya. We know Tosis Mahalach in the Mishnah is going to be Bas Yisrael. Tosis is having problems, and we're going to see other Mishnah have other problems with Rashi Shita. How you talking that a Goya gets a Knas? But the first of the kashas against Rashi is the kasha of Daf Yud Aleph. If we could somehow figure out a way to revamp Yud Aleph and Aleph, we may be back in business of keeping Rashi back alive. Even if we do, we're going to have to deal with all the other kashas, the other Rishon, the other Chorim we're going to have against Rashi. But kasha by kasha, step by step in terms of the Sugya. Hope we'll meet you tomorrow. Continue with the Sugya.